Roughly 200 people lined the eastern crest of the butte with blankets, cameras, and even what looked like a miniature palm tree. Some, like Jace Brooks and Micaiah Webb, got there early.
I woke up at 3:30 to leave at 4 to go sunrise hiking to be up here.
Yeah, we just started hiking through the night, tripped over plenty of stuff, but you know, we made it to the top. Sunrise was beautiful, bright red.
What are your hopes for this big thing?
I don't know, just think it's going to be cool. Maybe the earth will split in two or something.
Paul Northrup and his wife came to Eugene from Thousand Oaks, California, nearly 900 miles away. He explains how he'll photograph the celestial event.
Well, I'm using a Marumi solar filter, and it's dense as you can get. Adjust the shutter speed, the aperture, and use a shutter remote.
Have you had much practice shooting eclipses before?
Never. So I've been practicing at home, just aiming it at the sun.
When maximum eclipse occurred, people slipped on their special protective glasses and let loose whoops and howls. Besides getting darker, the temperature fell to what felt like the 40s with strong gusts. As the moon drifted past the sun, the crowds took to the trails. U of O student Sarah Northrop says she's glad her parents came to see the eclipse with her.
Because in places like Southern California, you're only getting about half of what we're getting here. And so you don't get the same effect of it getting colder and darker and windier. I don't think you would get that in places where it didn't have as much totality.
Ruth Johnson of Eugene took a selfie with her family before leaving Spencer's Butte.
Well, really for us, every time we get together is a little bit of a party. So it's always a good time. So this is just more of the same and more memorable because of the eclipse.
The next solar eclipse across the U.S. is in 2024. That's 7 years to map and plan again. Brian Bull, KLCC News, reporting from the top of Spencer's Butte.
And I'm Francisca Monahan at the Eugene Family YMCA field, where people came with their blankets, picnic breakfasts, and approved solar glasses to watch the Great American Eclipse. When the moon began to blot the sun out at approximately 9:05 a.m., it already had a field full of enraptured audience members, like young Xander Bodine.
I was wondering if you could describe to me what the sun looks like right now.
It looks like an orange ball that a baby took a small nibble out of.
The Oregon Eye Consultants and Lane County Medical Society had 1,600 pairs of free solar glasses to give out, though some people preferred alternative eclipse viewing methods. Kyle Clarip, who earned his PhD in optical physics from the University of Oregon last week, demonstrated how a pair of binoculars and a white piece of paper could be used to safely watch an eclipse.
So this is just a simple projection system. What I have is a pair of binoculars that's hooked up on a tripod, and it's imaging the sun on a white piece of particle board, pretty much. And the image is enlarged, so you can see the sun more easily, and it's diffuse, because you're looking at the image on a piece of white paper. So you can look at it without wearing glasses.
Approximately 1,000 people gathered at the YMCA field to share the once-in-a-lifetime experience. As the eclipse hit its peak at 10:17 a.m., the field darkened, the air cooled, and the crowd went wild. For KLCC News of the Eugene Family YMCA, I'm Francisca Monahan.